where is Alex and Margarita?
Margarita's here. She might have stepped out to use the bathroom or something.
Your brother's keeper? Your brother's keeper? She was here earlier today. I assume she's coming. We had to meet about something else. So. Well, should we give Margarita and Alex a few more minutes?
Well, Margarita's here, but
oh, hi.
Alex and
how'd your papers turn out?
They'll have to let us know.
Actually,
feel good about it? Huh?
I finished at 4 a.m.
Did you get my last email message?
Yeah, I had to fix it in class.
Oh, no.
And then reprint it?
I printed it in class. During class.
Hey. Okay, so this was the best ever. Nobody had a mean correlation under 0.7 for the first time. And, Desiree, are you joining us? What was that?
She wanted to see if she left something.
Oh, old dice. Okay. And we had a wickedly high mean. Alex.
Finally.
You've been waiting all semester for this, and you just beat out Julia.
That's so impressive. Look at his correlations.
I mean, 0.787 was the high. I think that was the high of all the practice. That was that's
okay,
the high
bar.
That's right. I'm happy for you.
Just watch your back.
No, I'm genuinely happy.
Are you saying you let him win? All right, so based on everybody's scores, I did some additional calculations and looked things over, and the calculations kind of pretty easily directed the pairs. So I'm going to announce the pairs that you're going to be working with for the rest of this project. Ready?
Ready.
Taylor is going to be working with Margarita.
Woo-hoo!
You two
there,
did very well together, so we're going to pair you guys up. Amanda S. with Alex.
Oh, I get the high scorer. Watch out, everyone.
Stephanie with Amanda O.
Ooh.
All right. And we had Julia and Sabelli.
We've been
in cycling. I know, as the anchor leg there. So we're going to have some wickedly high inter-rater reliability. I can just feel it. Feel it in my bones. So that's the first bit of news. The second bit of news is that we had only one item in the two range of standard deviation. I mean, that's the first. I'm just curious, did people think that this was easier, harder, this video? I mean, because you guys, I don't mean to take anything away from you guys. I mean, obviously you're improving every week. But did you guys find this session easier for some reason, or?
I felt as though not much happened, really. That's all. It played a lot with the whole thing. But I think that made the items that I felt were salient, like, even more salient.
Yeah. So there's more variation,
right,
which
so
made
it
easier.
It was easier to pick out the extremes.
Did other people
which
feel the same way? Yeah. All right. Well, it might not be so easy in the future. So I always experience a dip in iterator reliabilities when we begin actual coding the real sample that we're really interested in, because it's invariably a different therapist, different patient, and it takes some getting used to, some adjustments to make, because you're not used to seeing these folks, and different items might be activated that you haven't really used very much before in the past, and so these kinds of issues come up, but eventually you guys catch up and it all works out. So let's go through some of these anyway. Item 21, as I said, was the only item that had a standard deviation above 2. So let's look at that one. Arouses nurturing feelings in others, believes in ways that lead others to feel caring and protective toward her. So this item is one of those items that we would be looking at the patient in addition to the therapist. We have Julia at a 9. So she's at one end of the spectrum. We've got 8, 7, 6. We got Amanda O at 3. So that, let me see what the other two have done. The other 3. 7, 4, and 8. So Taylor and Amanda are on one end of the spectrum, and Julie is on the other end. Anyone care to jump in and fight for your rating?
So I'm guessing that yours is relatively, well, it's high because of that part. Where would you say that was at?
The sticker.
Yeah.
I know that was a very interesting part.
Right.
So salient.
Yeah. Because mine was originally a lot lower, but then that happened, so I made a little higher at a 4. But
I mean, I thought it was very salient, that's why mine was, but I had a middle pile, we just got pushed more. So I really didn't feel one way or the other about it. I actually don't want all the talking though. So she, they play cooking, and the girl, you know, is helping her, is like doing the whole thing, and then she goes over, the little girl goes over and gets a sticker and gives it to the therapist, and is like, you get a sticker. And she's like, I get a sticker? What do I get a sticker for? And the little girl's like, you did such a good job helping me.
You did awesome, she said.
You did awesome.
Yeah.
I had to, I like almost missed it, and then I had to go back, and I was like, oh,
I can't believe I almost missed that.
Yeah.
So when you saw it again, I mean, when you saw it, did you think about this item in particular, or?
I did. I have it in my notes.
I thought about the tends to arouse liking item, so that's what, that one's in a 9 for me. This one, I felt like that was very salient, which contributed to it. And then the session as a whole, I felt that the child's sort of like teaching the therapist how to do the cooking,
yeah,
was very, like, felt very like protective-y, had like a protective feel to me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of a, I rated it higher also, but I thought of a different part. I forget, I don't know if she, the therapist messed up or something happened. There was two different types where basically she was saying, well, that's okay, like that's still good. And then another time I just remember saying, like nobody's perfect and things like that. And I don't know if the therapist actually messed up, but that was kind of like, she did. I perceived that as she didn't want the therapist to feel bad if she messed something up. So I guess like a, she's caring for it. She's feeling protective of her. Like, oh, you don't have to feel bad. Like, it's fine. Everybody mm-hmm. messes up. So that's what I had thought of.
Mm-hmm. Alex, you have a puzzled look on your face.
No, just neutral.
Oh, okay. All right. So, can we all agree that it belongs in a higher pile? Amanda, are you okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. Item 6. Is fastidious, meticulous, careful, and precise. Now remember, we're talking about the therapist here. Let's see. Julia 6, Amanda 3, Sibeli 3, Margarita 8. So Julia and Margarita, rank it fairly well, middle pile, high, low. Amanda's high, 7. We're kind of all over the place with this item. Let's see what the other three did. Stephanie, 7. Taylor, 4. And Alex, 4. 2 middles and a high. What do you guys think? A lot of variation.
Isn't this the one where the follow-up question mark? And she asked how many follow-up questions. There was like a part where she just kept asking questions. I don't remember what exactly that, but I thought that was really sad.
So Amanda S. and Sibeli, you're the low scorers. What do you think?
I think she asked not too much as the other session, but she asked her a lot. But sometimes the children didn't answer, and the therapist okay and give up. And I think she's not precise and persistent.
So you think she should be more persistent?
Yeah. More meticulous.
Yeah, I felt that she asked the questions, but then the child didn't really answer. Like. The whole mistake thing, well, what do you think or imagine? And she didn't answer. And then, are you happy when you want to clean? What about sad? She didn't answer. And she never revisited those topics. I don't know. I have a few instances where she just didn't really follow up. Oh, another one when she said, she asked a question about how come you're keeping a secret or something, and the child didn't answer, and she never went back to the topic of secrets.
Yeah. The thing with the grandma. Oh, why do you want to show your grandma so badly? Do you want to impress her? Do you want to show her that you did well? And then she never really answered.
She said, what would happen? Oh, and then she said, I can predict things. And then they were laughing, and then she said, well, what would happen if they didn't come true? And the child just never answered, and then it was never asked again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, she asked a lot of questions, but I don't know, I felt like this item is more about, the follow-up.
There's a term for it in psychotherapy literature, and that is a second effort. Do people make a second effort? Do the therapist make a second effort to get the information? And it sounds as though she did not do that. Maybe we can add that to the coding sheet. We have item 6, following up with questioning, meticulous, and following up with topics, avoided topics. So we sort of have it already.
I just put second effort just in the spot.
What's that?
I just added second effort.
Okay. All right, so we have that. Item 30. Gives up and withdraws where possible in the face of frustration and adversity. Sort of like what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. High placement implies person gives up easily. Low placement implies person does not know when realistically it is time to give up. We have Julia in 6, Amanda 6, Sabelli 8, Margarita 4, Amanda 3. So Margarita and Amanda are kind of on the low end. And let's see, where else are there people? Stephanie 6, Taylor 2, and Alex 6. So Taylor's the low score, and she is joined by Amanda O and Margarita.
I just like completely contradicted myself, so I think that I just didn't once again understand this item, because I was for the lower ones. No, the higher ones last, with the last question. So mine should have been rated higher in this question, but it was rated lower, so I think that was just my mistake.
Okay. Marguerite and Amanda, what do you guys think?
I kind of felt nothing about it, so I put it in a middle pile.
Given what we've talked about with regard to kind of giving up in the face of patient resistance.
I think it should be higher.
Can you come up?
I'm just curious why.
Well, it sounds as though she kind of gave up often when she asked a question and the patient didn't really respond or change the subject. She didn't follow up with a second question or a third or a fourth. She just let the subject matter slide.
I think a good distinction to draw, but sometimes this helps me when I'm trying to figure it out, is like this therapist asks a ton of questions, but when I'm trying to like figure out this item, it's like, what I feel like she does is she'll ask a question, maybe the kid will answer, maybe the kid won't answer, and then she'll ask another question, but it'll be about something else. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's, you know, part of this meticulous, like, we're going to follow something right. And see where it is.
Well, see, I thought she was, like, following up with questions. I'm really, like, blanking on what they were talking about, but it was, like, once subject, and even though the child wasn't necessarily answering the question, I thought that she was still, like, trying to follow it up with other questions. It was like a series of questions in a row.
I have a question. I feel like we're kind of mixing the two. So the way I looked at it was the meticulous and precise one was if, I don't know if this is the right way to look at it, but I was kind of like, okay, the child did something and the therapist asked a question about it, where I was like, oh, that's a good question type deal, and I would have graded it lower if she just like missed an opportunity to ask a question. So I guess the way I viewed it for this one was she was asking the questions and then the child wasn't answering them, so she would give up, but she was still asking those good questions, she just wasn't following through with it. So I rated the meticulous and precise one on the higher end, and then also the giving up one on the higher end. Mm-hmm. It's not like the questions weren't being asked, they just weren't being answered, and then there wasn't any effort to try to get them answered.
Right.
That makes more sense to me.
Okay. Can we somehow reflect that in the code book?
I don't know how to reflect that in the code book. I think what you said makes sense. They're not mutually exclusive items.
Well, I think it's easier to say that gives up and withdraws for when she asks a question and there's no response and she doesn't try to get it. But she gives up trying to get that question answered. If everybody agrees with that.
then.
Wait, but which one does that apply to?
Item 30.
So
gives
up
in the draw.
So we've rated high if she doesn't revisit the question and gives up.
Yeah.
Then the other one.
The other one's item six, right?
Right.
I have notes on that one. So I have for item six, following up with questioning, meticulously following up with topics / avoided topics. That's the whole second effort. And then on item 30, I have gives up and withdraws regarding asking questions when the child doesn't answer.
Okay. Item 42. Reluctant to commit self to any definite course of action. Tends to delay or avoid making decisions or taking action. I think a common time during the session when this is more readily observed is at the cleanup time. That would be one possible scene in a session where this item could be rated. We have Julia at 6, Amanda at 8, Sibeli at 8, Margarita at 3, and Amanda at 4. So on the low end here and on the high end over here. And Stephanie on the low end and Taylor and Alex at the higher end. So the fours and threes can tell us what they were thinking. So Margarita, Amanda, O, and Stephanie.
Is this another one that I'm reading backwards? Reluctant to commit self to. I thought that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that she kind of let the child do whatever she wanted.
Right, so
she's really
so that would be
so,
a,
so that should be hot.
To take
action.
I keep reading it wrong then.
Wait, say
it. So reluctant to commit self to any definite course of action. Which means that she's not really likely.
Not a decision maker.
Yeah. She let the kid do what she wanted, so she wasn't like, this is the agenda we're going to do. And I want to do.
She avoids taking action.
Okay,
I keep reading that.
Why don't we play by the sandbox? Why don't we.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about it in terms of like, she's committing herself to do what the child wants. So she is committing to doing things. But I think
well, that's like saying,
yeah.
That's like saying, I'm committing to
right.
take a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're just thinking about
I like
that.
That.
The opposite
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
That's kind of like
what
makes fair.
Great.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we can agree that on how this is coded.
Would it be helpful to make a note about this? Help me with the note, like how it would be best for you guys.
Doesn't imply agreeableness. So I think what Amanda you were getting
yeah.
at is like she's agreeable, like she's willing to go along with
that.
So rate high in.
I like what Jeff said, not a decision maker.
Not a decision
yeah.
maker. Avoids decision making.
Rate high in.
Avoids taking action. I'm just reading the item. Okay. Everybody on the same page with this one? These are just the kinds of discrepancies that this meeting was designed to clear up, and it's just only going to improve our inter-rater reliability. Because after tonight, the code book becomes fixed, and it's not really going to go through any further additions or changes. So that's what you're going to be using when you and your partner start coding the real sample. So I'm happy we're making the final additions to this. 83. So Julia is at one end of the spectrum with a 9, and so is Amanda's. Amanda, so you two are see eye to eye on that. We have Sibeli at a 3. Whoa. We have Margarita and Amanda O at 7s. Okay, that's within 2 of the other two. This is item 5, item the 5th. Okay. And we have 787. So it's really only Sibeli.
Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. But I didn't see that. I didn't see the therapist able to see the heart of the questions and the heart of the problem. I don't know what it is.
I thought that it was kind of a hard one to place, but because it felt like less straightforward than some of the other ones where we've seen her get to the heart of the problems. But there were like certain parts of it that I thought like she did a really good job, especially in like with like her wanting to show whatever she made to her grandma, and she was like, oh, like you want to show her something that you're proud of after like the girl had just talked about how critical the grandmother had been. And also the way she was like, is this like how you play with your mom? Is this how you are with your mom? And there were like things, and like maybe it's a little hard to leave today. I just thought that some of the interventions that she did were to like the heart of her issues of, that's where I'm gonna stop, part of her issues of
but maybe more superficial ways than the other sessions.
I don't know.
The Brazilians do some really intense work, okay? Mm-hmm. And for them, like the intense work is like talking about penis envy and, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the real deep, well, heavy stuff.
Okay. Well, that's just different.
So what would you say was the heart of the issue that the therapist got to in this session?
I think the heart of the issue was the whole cooking, like you cook with mom. Mm-hmm. Like, is this how you are with mom? And then
she said, well, something like, maybe you like cooking because it reminds you of mom.
Yeah, it was that, that I thought. And also the secondary part was she wants to show off something that she's proud about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she hit both of those pretty well.
You know, this kind of therapy has a more of an interpersonal flavor to it, mm-hmm. than more intrapsychic.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because this is a, you know, the diagnosis warrants that. So it's not, I know what you're thinking, and that's not what this therapist is doing, though. It's the heart of the issue, but in on a more interpersonal level, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This therapist needed more interpersonal intervention. So. All right, so you could bump up. And you two are going to be partners, so you guys are going to work that out in coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a few more, and then I'll give you guys the night off. How's that for doing so well?
What does partnering up entail? Do you watch the video together?
No.
What does it mean?
It just means that you and your partner, Amanda, you guys are going to watch the same video.
Separately.
Code it
separately. And we're only going to calculate
Oh, so each pair is watching a different video.
Yeah, so now we're encoding teams just to like get it going faster. So Sibeli and I will have our own, and then you guys will have your own.
Yeah, we don't need eight coders per video.
Gotcha.
We only need two per video.
Gotcha.
All right. Sorry, I didn't make that clear. That's the whole reason to train so many people. Then we break up into pairs, and then so each video is coded by two people to calculate the inter rater reliability. But more than two people per video doesn't add any benefit to the goal. So.
Is that in general?
What?
That more than two people shouldn't be coding.
I've never seen it in the literature. In fact, I've seen fewer than two. Often, what people do with coding systems that aren't as complex as this one. They'll have a second coder come in and randomly code like 25% of the sample. So one person does the entire sample, a second person comes in, 25% of the sessions are randomly selected for that second coder to code, and then the inter-rater reliability is established on the ratings between the coder who coded all the videos and the coder who coded the randomly selected 25%. So if you have, let's say, 100 sessions, the second coder will code 25 of them. I've seen that. That's kind of common. A very thorough study like the one that we're doing, all the videos are coded twice by two people. But I've never seen a video coded by three people or four people. It just doesn't, it's not really ever done. I've never seen it. If you've seen it, you should send me.
I talked about that in my paper, so.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. All right. Look forward to reading it. Breaking new ground.
Hopefully not getting points off for that.
No, why would you?
Thanks. Because it's not the way.
It's not right or wrong, it's just what's efficient or not efficient.
It's not so black and white.
You know, coding is very costly, right? So it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of money. It's costly in a lot of different ways, and the most efficient way to do it while still being able to say that two people see things the same way independently of each other is to have two people do it. More than two people, and you're really wasting resources. That's why you never see it. Because time, money, and energy are very valuable commodities, especially in the research world where there's just no funding, especially in the current administration. There's no funding for it. So
good thing I had unlimited money.
You did. You did. Okay, item 29 is turned to or sought out for advice and reassurance. So is the patient, the child, seeking out advice and reassurance? 6, 8, 6, 3 for Margarita, 6, and what do we have on the next page? Six, three, seven. Who's the three?
This is why me and Margarita are together.
Exactly. We don't care if it's the truth is being reflected. We just want high iterator reliability.
No, that's not.
I'm teasing.
Well, just
it's just humor. So, Taylor and Margarita, make your case.
It's turned to or sought out for advice and reassurance.
You didn't see that very much. You don't think it was very characteristic of the session.
It's turned to or sought. No. I feel like the patient or client didn't have very little interaction in general with the therapist throughout the video.
You take good notes. What did you write down for that?
I think I'm a little high for this because I think I was making too much of an inference that in, like, playing and, like, showing her skill,
she was like trying to seek reassurance. Yeah, I don't know if I have notes on like exactly the advice piece for sure.
I see. I didn't see why it's put low, because it didn't really happen, which is why I put it in a middle pile, because I thought there were more important low items to go in the low piles, and I just didn't, I didn't think it happened, I didn't think it was relevant, so that's why I just stuck it in one of the three middles.
Where would you
that
put,
actually makes sense.
Where would you put if the child apologizes? Because the child said sorry twice in the session. When she dropped the sand on the floor, and then also at the end, when she was cleaning up, she said, sorry if I'm taking too long. That's
well, we're coding the therapist.
No,
it's not reassurance. Mm-hmm. It's maybe out of fear of the therapist. So is the therapist, is it fear that the therapist is judgmental? I would look to see if the therapist exhibited any kind of judgmentalism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think that's, I was thinking about it in terms of one of those items. But I was just wondering.
That would be picked up actually by the CCQ.
Right.
Right.
For sure.
And I'm curious with the high people. Well,
I
was not
too high. I would probably go down to 7.
Yeah, I was in a 3, and I still believe in 3.
And 2 kids. I hear everyone's side, and I think it's a middle pile. For this session.
Yeah.
Not forever, just for this session.
So.
I could go up.
Go up?
A little.
2. Okay.
You can go up to 4, you can come down to 6.
Okay. All right, so 51.
Places high value on intellectual accomplishment does not necessarily imply intellectual achievement or intellectual ability.
Mind. Oh yeah, back out of that pile.
There were so many.
That is a hard one. I'm surprised we didn't put that in a middle, one of the middle pile items.
We didn't because we can see maybe some therapists saying, like, that's so clever of you, or, like, that's
okay.
So smart, and especially, you know, with the inventing and the other
right.
sessions. But it's
okay.
hard when it's a hard one.
Yeah, I have a hard time with this one.
3, 2, 6, 6.
So we have Julia at 3, 6. Amanda at, where are we here?
So we only range between 3 points.
Yeah.
Mine's
a little 3, 2, 6, 6, 3.
I go up to it.
3, 2, 6, the 2. Three, six, six. So the 2, I think, needs to be bumped up.
I always think, I think about it in terms of like the reverse. So if they place high value on things that aren't intellectual or cognitive. So that's why I put it low. Not that there was no, you know what I mean? Like instead of negating this, I inverted it. And that's why it ended up low. But I would probably
I think that. Instead of that, maybe that it should be, they put a lot of, like, instead of, like, they put emphasis on something besides cognitive, it should just be, like, high spectrum,
they did,
or
they
did, or they did.
Okay, yeah, I'll make it. Then I'll.
All right. Item 1. I don't think we've ever talked about item 1.
That one is literally just me. I don't know, like a 1 or 2.
Oh, is that right?
Mine is 6, yeah.
Is critical, skeptical, not easily impressed? And
I put it in 6.
2, 2, 1, 1, 6. It stands out.
Yeah, I think I had it in 5 as a middle pile item because I just didn't see it. And then I got
2, 1, 1. Okay, so you're good?
Yep.
All right. Let's do 2 more. Item 4 is a talkative person.
We have 8, 4, 7, 4, 7.
So we have Julia Sabelli and Amanda O on one side, Margarita and Amanda S on the other, and what do we have on the other page? Let's see. We have 8, 8, and 7. Stephanie, Taylor, and Alex were all reliable with each other. So, I think Amanda S. and Margarita can speak for yourselves.
I think to you guys' credit, I mean, I know we shouldn't be comparing to other sessions, but she was quieter.
Yeah.
And she was also sick, too. So, like, I understand.
Yeah.
I sort of see what you might have saw.
I wrote a note to myself, not much talking other than child-directing therapist, halfway through the session. So I think maybe my one note kind of clouded my judgment. I think I agree with Alex that it...
I don't know if she talked that much to me, but
in terms of what, if we're coding independently, she was more talkative than she was not talkative. So it should go about 5.
And do you think that it's generally characteristic of the session, maybe more characteristic than a lot of the other items?
Yeah.
Than let's say 60% of the items?
Yes.
I write down every single question that she asks, so that the therapist asks. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. How many would you say?
I can count.
So it's nothing. Oh! our ghost visitor.
Hi.
Are you the hologram or are you the real Allison?
I wish I was a hologram. But I'm here early.
Okay, great. We're almost finished, actually.
No.
Yeah.
I specifically left, letting you come.
And you're ending early?
Yeah, we are. Because they did so well. This team rocked and rolled.
I can't complain about that.
Brought their A game.
I expected they would.
I counted 32 that I just wrote down.
So that's almost 1 a minute. What do you guys think? Is that enough to be talkative?
Yes.
All right. It's settled. She's talkative. All right. Last one. Item 41. Makes moral judgments, judges self and others in terms of right and wrong. High placement implies being moralistic, self-righteous. Low placement implies unwillingness to make value judgments. And we have here 3, 4, 3, 6, 6. Margarita and Amanda O, the 2 sixes. And then let's see the other page, 6, 7, 3. So Alex was the high scorer today, but you diverge from your peers.
Not really, but I think there's a couple of the threes. But I didn't see her make any moral judgments in terms of right and wrong.
You put it in 7, didn't you?
I put it in 3.
So he's not... Actually, you're right. You are...
Four. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right with the 3 others.
Maybe because of the 7 come up, but I feel like I always put it in the middle pile because I normally don't see anything. That wouldn't show it.
Well, what about... The low placement implies an unwillingness to make value judgments. So let's say that she's talking about wanting to beat up a kid at school.
With the sister, I think it happened in this session where she was like, "I used to scare my sister, but I don't anymore." And the therapist was like, "Oh,
tell me about that."
And she could have been like, "Scaring your sister is not a very nice thing to do." Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You
got a lot of aggression.
But I feel like there was a session where something had happened and I like moved it higher or whatever. But like, I don't know. I guess mine is in the middle for this one because I didn't see anything come up where she could give an answer. You know?
But you said there was something in this session?
I think it was this session, but I...
Amanda, you have notes. What do you think?
So I thought about this one in terms of when she dropped the sand and the whole everybody makes mistakes thing. She dropped the sand and then the therapist said, that's okay. And then the child said, everybody makes mistakes. You say that a lot. Is it not okay to make mistakes? And then the child's like, it's a cruel world. anyway, where am I? Here. And then also, I don't know. No, because the whole cleaning instance at the end wasn't really like a right or wrong.
The only thing I'm thinking of is this thing with the sister, and I don't remember. It's not in my notes.
I didn't write that down.
Well, it's not in my notes, so it's possible that it came from another session.
Or it could have been, like, I just didn't count it as
an issue. I didn't think this one, I remember having a hard time with this and it, like, ending up in three, but I wanted it to be in a middle pile because I didn't think it applied very much. But I had, you know, more important ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe when, well, she said, like, you seem in a hurry, how come? Does that come across as, like, a little judgy? I didn't think it did.
I didn't think so.
Now
no,
I'm just trying.
I wouldn't say so.
Yeah. I put it low, but I'm just trying to think about, like, what other...
She's. I don't think she's, like, a judgmental therapist at all. And this kid does some weird things.
So you're a judgmental therapist. Okay.
Yeah. Only to make
Did you see when she was like, oh, you have a blister on your foot?
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah.
How would you respond?
I know that.
What do you say?
I'm like, yeah, you're right.
She said, yeah.
Like, well, you say, what does that mean to you, that I have a blister, right?
I don't know.
Too much.
Okay, so thank you guys. You guys feel comfortable moving on to the real sample?
The real deal.
Yeah. Where your scores are now actually going to count toward Julia's dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the real deal.
I'm going to put the address this week on Dropbox for you guys, so I have all your email addresses, so you'll get, like, just an email that's like, Julia, share this with you. Sounds good.
All right, so I think we're going to start off with two videos.
You want two for next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. I'm going to start doing two.
Huh?
I forgot.
I understand it is the end of the semester, and it's about time.
Well, what do you guys have left?
We have finals.
You have finals next week?
Every single day next week.
All right, let's make it one.
That's fair. I have two finals coming up, so
thank you.
Okay.
So
one per, so that's four videos that we'll need.
The last lab before break is the 14th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Oh, you want to come, Allison, to both of them?
Well, family check-in. I don't think we're meeting. Family check-in doesn't go to school. I would come next week.
But next
and
week,
what about the
family check-in does? Family check-in's done.
Oh, today was the last day? Wow. So you can come next, but not the following week?
Well, the Thursday could be the last one.
Well, it's not going to be very interesting because we're all just going to be in separate
groups
talking.
Wait, but is it actually the magic? We don't have class on the 14th. We do? Okay. If we have class, then I could come.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. This last video, you guys really exceeded expectations. You guys really did well. So, but don't be scared when you're going to see your reliabilities take a little bit of a dip. It always happens when we switch to a new diet, but it's going to build back up. Trust me.